I read a study once that says that young kids who are interested in dinosaurs have higher IQs. So here's a chance to get your kids interested in dinosaurs if they're not already.
This is a great exhibition that's going on through September 12th. So you have a lot of weekends to check this out. It's called Dinosaur Discoveries, Ancient Fossils, and New Ideas. This engaging exhibition reveals a vivid picture of what living, breathing dinosaurs were really like, and it's presented at the Las Cruces Museum of Art. The exhibition introduces how current thinking about dinosaur biology has changed during the past two decades and highlights current research by scientists from the American Museum of Natural History and other leading paleontologists around the world. For more information on that, please visit the Las Cruces Museum of Art website.
This week in Doñana County, we saw a pretty big turnout of gun enthusiasts, Second Amendment supporters, whatever you'd like to use in terms of how to describe the folks that came out to argue against red flag gun laws. But ultimately, it's probably a good idea for everyone to know how to safely handle and use a firearm. And there's a special opportunity for women to do that this weekend.
Right. This all-women's course is a perfect, it's perfect for women to learn a safe handling of a firearm. The class covers basic pistol function, breakdown, cleaning, safe storage, and all pertinent New Mexico laws for concealed carry. The class is great. The ratios at the range for plenty of one-on-one coaching. It also offers a conceal 101 for our course the day before the concealed carry course for anyone that has never held a firearm before and would like to learn more. For more information, please check out the official Facebook event. Just type All Women's Concealed Carry Course for more information.
And of course, Sunday, it's the big game.
So La Posada de Mesilla will be having a big game watch party. Doors open at 3 p.m. They will be offering an all-you-can-eat appetizer buffet. Please reserve by today. Seating is limited. For more information, please call 575-524-3524.
And looking ahead to next week, we've got the first food truck fiesta of the new year.
Yes, so the first food truck fiesta of 2020 will be happening at Telshore 12 from 5 to 8 p.m. in the parking lot. There will be 9 food trucks and buy one, get one free movies. You can even take your food inside the theater with you. So come support your local food trucks, but please note that any new release Disney movies will not be part of the BOGO offer due to restrictions by Disney. For more information, again, visit their official Facebook events, First Food Truck Fiesta of 2020.
And looks like Wednesday is a big day in Las Cruces. There's also Artrageous.
Yes, Artrageous will be from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Doña Ana Arts Council Arts and Cultural Center in Mesilla. You get to watercolor Valentine's Day cards with Jan Hampton. So if you're interested in making your own Valentine's Day cards, this would be a great opportunity to do that. These two-hour art classes offer a great experience to experiment with a new technique or improve already established skills. For more information, please call 575-523-6403.
I want to get back to the Super Bowl just briefly because many folks, even if they're watching the Super Bowl, will sometimes switch over to Animal Planet for the Puppy Bowl, and we have a local puppy that's going to the Puppy Bowl this year.
Yeah, so we just learned recently that one of our former animal shelter dogs will be participating in this year's Puppy Bowl, which will be on Animal Planet 2 hours before the game. So please check your local listings to check that out. Her name is Dracula. She's an adorable 6-month-old standard bull terrier, and we will for sure be watching from home, cheering her on.
Dracula, huh?
Yes, Dracula. Her name was Tawny, but they changed her name to Dracula.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Jackie.
Thank you. Hope you have a great weekend.
Are you rooting for any particular team on Sunday?
Not really, but I will be watching. Hopefully, you know, whichever team wins, I'll be happy and I'll support them.
We just hope for a good game, right?
That's right.